Hello, and welcome to Oracle Cloud Shape Supply Chain, iTerizen Molded, a podcast where we'll talk about Oracle Cloud, iTerizen, and a little about what's going on in the industry. My name is Matthew, and with me today are Satish and Dennis, both Senior Vice Presidents at iTerizen Inc. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. So I know who you both are, but our listeners don't. Could you please introduce yourselves and your relationships with iTerizen and Oracle Cloud?
Let's start with you, Satish.
Sure. Thanks, Matthew. Hello, everyone. I lead the global Oracle services for iTerizen. I have been in the Oracle ecosystem for over 20 years now, having been associated with the Oracle practices and services of organizations such as IBM, CGI, Hewlett-Packard, and Oracle Consulting in the past. With over 24 years of professional experience in the enterprise applications and supply chain space, my primary responsibility revolves around understanding the needs of our clients and effectively pairing those needs with the Tier 1 enterprise products like Oracle, thus enabling the required digital transformation and delivering business outcomes.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dennis. I'm the Global VP of Sales for iTerizen. And what that really means is on a US practice in particular, when we get an opportunity, I'm involved in the strategy as well as helping develop the proposal, the oral presentation, and the delivery to some degree, and maintaining the relationship with the accounts. And we have several right now ongoing around the world, and we may talk about that a little bit. Personally, I've got many years of experience. I was a former partner with Deloitte, partner with Ernst & Young, partner with KPMG. I've got most of them covered, and president of an old General Electric company. So I've been with iTerizen about 5 years. We've scaled tremendously in that five-year period. When I got here, we had about 25 people. Now we've got about 200.
Great. Thank you both. I appreciate it. So let's just jump right into things. For our listeners' sakes, I'd just like to briefly address who iTerizen is and what they do. Could you share just a little bit about that, Satish?
Sure. iTerizen is a Gartner-recognized specialist in supply chain, covering strategy, planning, and operations consulting, and is an Oracle Cloud Services partner as well. iTerizen is in its 10th year of operations today, having had its genesis in consulting for Manhattan Associates' products, primarily on the logistics side of the supply chain. iTerizen has graduated to providing end-to-end supply chain services on Oracle Cloud Suite over the past 10 years, helping its clients realize tangible business outcomes. iTerizen brings to bear the deep expertise in supply chain defined by decades of experience of its people, along with the depth and breadth of expertise with Tier 1 partner products such as Oracle Cloud Supply Chain Suite.
And then, Dennis, how long would you say that iTerizen has been working with and implementing Oracle?
We've been working with Oracle about 7 years, actually, prior to my arrival. I'm responsible for the global sales for iTerizen. So 7 years ago, we did a project in Canada with Sears Canada, actually implementing, at the time it was known as Logfire. Now it's the same product, improved though, and referred to as WMS Cloud.
Okay, thank you. And Satish, specifically in regards to Oracle, that is, what would you say is iTerizen's unique value proposition that's offered in the market?
iTerizen's unique value proposition lies in its portfolio of service offerings that sort of straddle the entire pyramid. Right from providing consulting services oriented towards business consulting and cloud transformation consulting, to implementing Oracle Cloud solutions that sort of dovetails into application management services as well. Since Oracle Cloud continues to evolve from a product strategy standpoint, it is important for partners like us to ensure we continuously improve the effectiveness of the implemented solution, which will go a long way in delivering an efficient supply chain ecosystem and at the same time help organizations move up the value chain. Built in into our implementation and application management services is our technology consulting services, which primarily is to ensure the Oracle solution is augmented well with extended solution built on Oracle's past components. This is primarily to meet the unique and specific business needs of our clients.
Thank you for sharing that, Satish. Now that we've covered the basics, let's move on to talk more about the industry. As you're both well aware, for the past couple of years, there's been a global supply chain crisis, primarily due to COVID-19. How has the supply chain industry changed because of this?
The disruptions seen over the past 2 years have in fact resulted in a fundamental shift in how organizations are having a whole new approach towards digital transformation, essentially leaving no stone unturned. With this approach, from a digital transformation standpoint, we have started to see a few key trends driving demand for Oracle implementation and integration services. One, clients are extending their Oracle license base to implement additional modules within Oracle SCM Cloud to improve supply chain efficiency. Two, clients are bringing in Industry 4.0 theme components, specifically IoT through Oracle IoT Cloud Suite. Internet of Things has started to play a critical role in supply chain management in today's fast-paced and competitive environment, primarily to enable critical business decisions and strategies. Three, clients are taking in Oracle Logistics Suite of products like WMS or OTM or both to extend their SCM ecosystem, be it on eBusiness Suite or Fusion or others. Finally, clients are seeking support in the technology area of Oracle Cloud for ongoing enhancements and business transformations.
What are some examples of IT Horizon addressing these issues in regards to some recent projects taken on? Specifically, I'd love to hear some details about the more difficult and successful Oracle implementations during this time. Let's start with you, Dennis.
I would say the most complex implementation that we've been involved with in the last few years has occurred with a company in Plano, Texas, primarily known as Windsor. We had the opportunity to not only install the WMS, but to build about 50 interfaces to the other systems. It was quite a project. It was slowed down a bit by COVID, but we're now live in four different warehouses, four facilities, their main one being in Plano, Texas. And it is really, if you look at Oracle's implementations around the United States, it is the most complex because it's a multi-pillar deal. Just about every Oracle product was used in the implementation, and it went bing bang. In other words, everything went live at once. Now, it was staggered warehouse to warehouse, but all the systems went live at once.
Wow, that does sound complex. And how long did the Windsor project take to fully implement?
The actual implementation time was probably about a year, but unfortunately, it spanned almost 3 years because of COVID.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense that there'd be some delays regarding that. And Satish, were there any projects that you were involved in you'd like to add to that?
We have quite a few success stories in all these categories. For NADA, we had recently implemented Oracle Maintenance Cloud, an area that was deferred to a later time by the client. As an asset-intensive organization, they have huge dependencies on the uptime of critical assets for operational excellence and business outcome. The Maintenance Cloud implementation is now being complemented with IoT for asset monitoring from the Oracle Cloud IoT Suite, primarily to drive supply chain excellence even further. Another instance is Starlinks, where we had implemented OTM Cloud and WMS Cloud along with IoT for fleet monitoring. All these modules were implemented and integrated with Oracle eBusiness Suite, their existing ERP system. This case sort of speaks to the rest of the three categories, which includes Industry 4.0 theme through IoT for fleet monitoring, logistics extension to the supply chain ecosystem by implementing WMS and OTM Cloud, and ongoing enhancements enabled by Oracle PaaS components from a technology services perspective. We are engaged by the client for providing application management services to continuously improve the implemented solution and enable ongoing business transformation imperatives.
Looks like we're just about out of time. So if there's any takeaway that you two would like to give for our listeners, what would that be? Let's start with you, Satish.
I think it is more important than ever for organizations to keep the powder dry to successfully encounter any future disruptions to their supply chain. The art of progress, as we know, is to preserve order amid change and change amid order. The need is clear to go digital. It is time to fully digitalize and automate the SCM business functions, including manufacturing, planning, distribution, and for that matter, logistic operations as well, to sustain and overcome future disruptions. The other dimension is modernization and continuous optimization of the implemented solution, which should, of course, be aligned with the roadmap and strategy of Oracle Cloud supply chain products. From this perspective, IT Horizon has a comprehensive set of offerings to help organizations accelerate their digital transformation journey.
Do you have any additional thoughts?
Yeah, I do. As companies enter into the transformation phase, if you will, One thing has been clear from our projects. It is extremely important to define your requirements upfront and not change them. Changes cause delays. Delays cause confusion. Confusion causes difficult implementations. So the key takeaway that I would suggest to the listeners would be, if you're willing to commit your organization to business transformation, agree on the business requirements up front and stick with them.
Thank you both for your thoughts. I hope for you listeners that has been helpful. And thank you everyone for your time. For those interested or who are going to attend Oracle Cloud World coming up, that's from October 17th through 20th, just a few weeks, iTerizon will be there at booth number 341, that's 341, and feel free to drop by. We'd love to see you there. Also, for anyone who's interested in learning more about iTerizon's Oracle offerings, you can visit them at iTerizon.com. Thank you again, and take care.